Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona. And over there we have, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
I don't know if I could just say, oh, Sarah.
No, you can't. You got to sing it.
I have to sing it. Ooh, Sarah. And it is The Broadcast after Pain in the Grass. So.
And after Vicky's birthday.
Yeah. My birthday was yesterday. We didn't really party it up. I did have dinner, had some tacos. Well, I had a burrito. So it was a pretty chill birthday for the
chill.
Most part.
Mm-hmm. But it was good. Did you get anything good?
My parents got me a cake. Like, I don't... My
parents... Oh! I mean, cakes are bomb.
I mean, it was good. It's my favorite cake. I really don't ask for a whole lot of gifts. Like, I'm really weird about gift receiving.
Yeah.
But because I'm celebrating my birthday on Saturday, I know some people that are going to be giving me gifts Saturday.
But your parents didn't get you... Did your brother get you anything?
Well, my brother is in Bellingham.
Oh, is he going to come down Saturday?
I think so.
Oh, that's...
All right. Before we go into birthday shenanigans, Sarah.
The Facebook, if you want to follow us, The Broad-Cast, we have the Twitter and the Instagram at TheBroadcast999. You can call us or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
Yes. So let's talk about Pain in the Grass, then we'll talk about my birthday.
Okay. Holy moly.
You only did one day.
I only did one day. Yes, I only went Saturday, and honestly, because it was supposed to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we were supposed to for sure go Saturday and Sunday, and I don't know how I would have done it if it was still.
I would not have been able to.
Holy hell. It was, I mean, it was an effing blast.
It was a lot of fun.
It was so fun. I don't know. I think this might have been my favorite pain.
This, yeah, it was your first time. So at the very end every year we do, when we do the final stage announcement for the final band, we all go up in a big group and announce it.
Mm-hmm.
But usually some people are gone. At that point, BJ had gone home and Joe drove him.
Yeah.
I think Chris and Rev had already gone at that point, too, because they were tired.
Yeah, and usually I'm BJ's DD. Mm-hmm. So usually I am always kind of the one that has to bring him and take him home, and he gets to leave whenever he wants to leave, and usually he's a little tired baby and wants to leave early, so I can't usually stay for the last announcement. But this year I could.
And it's a lot of fun because we get up there. It's just we're all jumping. We're all excited. We're a little tired, but we're just like the energy is
still
there.
We're on adrenaline and probably drunk.
The craziest like view is to see that is usually when everyone is there to watch the final
band. Like the headliner.
So first night was Slayer, and so I got to do the final stage announcement for that one, too.
Oh, that must have been epic, too.
Yeah, it was just like a sea of people. And then the second day was Alice in Chains, and it's just so awesome.
It's insane. And I had told Danny, like, yo, this is going to be our plan. We're going to go out. I'm going to turn around. You're going to take a picture of me. I'm going to give you the camera. I'll take a quick picture of you. Because I don't even know, well, I guess we get to live it way more than, you know, the norm. But I was like, I don't know if I'll ever be on stage in front of this many people. Mm-hmm. And it was, I don't know, I'm so excited that at least we got a picture to be like, damn, that's badass.
And then we did take a group one and we're just kind of waiting for it to come
out. Oh,
back.
Yeah, we did.
It was so good.
We did. I forgot about that. Yeah.
But it was a ton of fun. A lot of running around for sure.
Yeah, a lot of running around, a lot of pictures, a lot of fans. It was, I don't know, it was really cool. The weather was so weird, though.
Oh, it was perfect.
It was, well, at first I was like cold, then I was hot, then it was cold. Thank you for your jacket, by the way.
You're welcome. I always overplan.
Yeah, Vicky brought like three different jackets with
her. Because I didn't know what I wanted to wear. I was actually going to wear the one I let you borrow, but then I'm glad I went with the one I did.
Oh, good, because I really like the one you let me borrow.
And I'm glad I grabbed it back, because otherwise I would have never seen it again, huh?
Yeah, no, probably not. And shout out, I got to give a shout out to Moose.
Yes,
oh, Moose. That was so cool, dude, that you came out and you were in the barbecue, the private barbecue area.
And you're hanging out with us.
You literally were just like, hey, I'm Moose. And when I knew exactly. I was like, what's up?
I know, me too. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. I wish we could have like all hung out more, because I think Vicky and I weren't really together for a lot of it. So I was like, she's around here somewhere. And I know it was kind of a hot mess. But
that's usually
really
how it is. We're running around doing a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, talking to a bunch of different people. But that was so cool. And literally the first thing he says to me, he's like, oh, I smoked so much weed. I'm so high.
Oh, yeah. He tells me that, too. He's like, I'm really stoned right now.
Well, he's like about to drink a beer. And I'm like, you're about to get crossfaded, dude. Good luck.
So let us know how that went.
Yeah, it was like, it was probably, what, 2:33 in the afternoon?
Which, awesome.
That's when I first started drinking, because I was like, God, I really want to drink. But I was like, it's kind of early. And everyone's like, nah, do it. Because in Pain in the Grass, I guess, you know, you can drink whenever the hell you want.
Right.
So I started then. But And I got to say, I'm pretty proud of myself. Around like 10-ish, that's when I think I started to get hungover. I started to get the headache.
10 p.m.?
Yeah, 10 p.m.
That's funny.
That's like a good 7.5 hours, you know?
That's not too bad.
Yeah, but then after Alice in Chains, we went to like some pizza place because I was like, I need to eat.
Yes.
But my boyfriend kept ordering drinks and I was like, I can't, dude. I've already like hit a wall. Like I'm already
over.
I can't rally.
Did you drive all the way back home?
My boyfriend did.
Okay.
I didn't. No. Thank gosh.
No, that would have been a long drive.
Yeah. And I, you know, once you get in that hangover, you're just like,
F this.
I need my bed. But first, right. I needed all the pizza.
See, I spent the night at my friend's house in Auburn, and she was about, because it's a big long strip and sometimes there's traffic, it's about a 25 minute drive.
That's from where so she much is. Better than like the 45 hour drive.
Yeah, the million hour drive to get to my house.
Exactly.
So, you know, shout out to Jamie. Thank you for letting me use your guest bed.
Thanks, Jamie.
But yeah, it was Slayer was a lot of fun. It was a lot hotter.
On Friday.
It was like I was sweating. Oh. I was wearing a dress. So that was kind of funny.
Weird.
But it was just fun running around, meeting people. I almost did slap somebody.
What happened?
Well, it was the guy that, so we were at the, our listener parties. Or I mean, we had the BJ and Migs, you know, kind of party, which is a separate thing from the barbecue. And we were having drinks and like, I had I got the strawberryta just hold.
I got one.
And it tastes
too.
Like juice.
It does.
There's like no alcohol in it.
It's so sugary, dude.
I had like maybe not even a fourth of it, but it's just like something to sip on every now and then to get the flavor sweet.
Yeah.
Just so, because it feels weird not doing anything with your hand.
And everyone's like, why don't you have a drink?
So that way nobody will buy me drinks because I'm trying not to. We're all hanging out, meeting cool people. Shout out to Allison, gave me a wiener lollipop, anatomically correct, but it's rainbow colored.
Oh, yes. I used to have one of those. Yes. I had a few in my day.
Yeah, she gave the Ted Smith the vagina looking one.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a vagina looking one.
Oh, that's with the rainbow.
You guys should have taken a picture.
We did.
Oh, good.
Just, you know. But because we were manhandling it, she had broke a little bit of it. She's like, I'm sorry, it's chipped. I'm like, no, it's fine. And then we were playing with it throughout the course of the night and I cracked it. So I'm tempted because I don't think I'm going to eat it. I'm tempted to like open the packaging and glue it. And
glue it together seal it. And just, you should just frame it.
Yeah, seal it. Just kind of have it around and be like,
For whenever you have your new house, you can like put it
in somewhere. A frame or something. Yeah. Be that person. but no, this guy, we're hanging out at the party and I talked to him like in a minute. He's like, Vicky. And I can tell he's really, really effed up.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. Hey. And he like goes and gets me a hug. And I'm wearing sunglasses on the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's really tall, he goes down to hug me. He pushes my sunglasses into my head. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, hey, nice to meet you, dude. And later we're walking around. I think I'm going up to find you or something. And he grabs, he pinches my elbow meat.
Oh, yeah. Right where it bends.
Yeah. He grabs it and like starts to pinch it. And then I go to pull away and that twists the skin around. And it freaking hurt. Like, I was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, I yanked my arm away from him. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And he's like, got your weenus. And I'm like, because that's what you call it. And I'm just like, not okay, dude. Like,
that is like middle school status. I remember that in middle school.
Yeah. Why would you pinch somebody you don't really know? Like, you wouldn't do that to any other person. Like, that was just, and it hurt. Like,
maybe he does when he's drunk.
He did it to Steve, too. He's like, but Steve thought he said, you got a big penis. He's like, how can you tell by my elbow meat?
So you would probably be like, thank you.
And he's just like kind of confused. Like, that's weird. But when I told him my story, he's like, oh, that's what he said.
Grab your weenus.
And I'm just like, but that freaking hurt when he did it to me. And
that's a like, really weird like thing to do. Like, I don't know. Especially like your weenus part. Like, I can see people just like pinching you or give you like a light tap or something.
Whatever.
Or, you know?
Like a fake punch to the elbow.
Yes. But like grabbing, like intentionally pinching your weenus.
I don't really like the idea of pinching. Like, don't pinch somebody you don't know in general, because that hurt, like that could hurt sometimes.
Pinching I don't really think is actually ever fun.
No.
I sometimes do it though, like on St. Patrick's Day, if you're not wearing green, if you're getting pinched. Sorry, not sorry. Maybe on the booty though.
Yeah, like somewhere. Yeah, I don't know. It's just it really rubbed me the wrong way and I felt bad because I was angry.
You should have just smacked him.
I wanted to, but we were at a party at
work. That would have been so epic, Vicky, if you just
I was right super like ready space. To punch him, like because I don't think I could have reached for a slap, so I was just
because you were so short.
Yeah, because he was tall, so I was like, I'll just punch him, and I was just like, no, don't do it.
Did he just run away? Did you?
No, he was just standing there, and like two other people were there, and I think actually the guy that was there watching, he texted in when we talked about it. He's like, I was ready to like tell him, what the hell, man.
Yeah, it's like really.
And I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna walk away. And I was like, I'm not. I'm like, and I avoided him the rest of the time I was there.
Like, okay, bye. See you never. Hopefully.
I was very not.
The sad thing is he probably doesn't even remember.
Right. And I was just like, I felt bad. I'm like, you're getting mad over this? But I'm like, I should be mad over this. Like, that wasn't nice.
Yeah. I just usually shake things, like, yeah, weird things off. I just like, okay, whatever.
I eventually did. It just took me, like, a couple, 20 minutes or something. I was just kind of annoyed for a little while. And I did tell one of our, like, security guys, I'm like, look, he's harmless. He's just drunk. If he proceeds to drink more, just keep an eye on him in case he gets a little rowdy.
Yeah.
That's all I did, just out of precaution, in case he did do something and I didn't say anything and I get in trouble later.
You would not get in trouble if he pinched your weenus and you didn't tell anyone.
No, I mean, like, let's say he was more effed up than I thought and decided to, like, get more rambunctious or start grabbing people or being very inappropriate, more so, you know? And so it's like, oh, we should have done something to get not have had that situation happen, you know?
Yeah.
Just be preventative, I guess. I do have to give credit, and I'm totally, I don't think I remember your name, buddy, so write in and tell me who you are. But one gentleman, he's like, hey, Vicky, I know you're, you know, I know you're really cool about this. It's like, can I have a hug? I'm asking first. I'm like, yes.
Oh, see, Vicky and I are totally opposite on this. I'm like, hug me. I don't care. Like, it's totally fine. Like, I love hugs. Like, I don't care who you are or if you smile or whatever. But Vicky likes ask permission.
Well, like, even, like, I've realized, like, a way to ask permission is, like, I don't like it when people just grab me out of nowhere and just, because people, like, smash me into their bodies, like, face into their chest or, like, pick me up. They just do a lot of weird, like, manhandly things. But I realize another way that I will accept, like, asking for a hug is when people just put their arms out.
Yeah, or they say, like, oh, hey, what's up, Vicky? And, like, you know, like.
But, like, the arms out means, hey, can I hug you? Not grab me and hug me, force me into a hug. I think the arms open, wait for me to have my arms open, then we can hug kind of a thing. Like, because I got to a weird place, and it was like I felt this is probably why I was so angry. After the guy pinched my weenus, I did not want anybody to touch me. Mm. I was just so, like, upset. And again, I got over it eventually.
Yeah.
But in that moment, like, even Danny came up and he started, like, messing with me like he normally does, like, poking at me. And I, like, slapped his hands away. I'm like, knock it off.
Mm, like, please, like, stop. Irritated.
I was like, I don't want any touching right now.
Mm.
And eventually, like, after the end of it, like, like, I was okay, and we were all good. We went back to hugging, and, like, all of us, especially backstage. It's, like, a very lovey experience. Like, before we did the announcement, everyone's just kind of hanging.
Group hugs.
Yeah, we did group hugs. It was just awesome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But in that moment, I was like, oh, god damn.
There gets to a point where just, like, you just, like, need to, like, take a breather and, like, step back and just be like, I just need my own space for a second. No one talk to me. No one look at me. No one touch me. No one just, you know.
Yeah.
Just to, like, I just need that in life sometimes, just to decompress. Mm-hmm.
And that's why,
like, okay.
I'd rather have the, like, people asking permission than it's like, okay. Like, I'm not, like, just throwing into the situation.
So if that guy was like, hey, can I touch your weenus?
I would have been like, no. And he would have had to respect that. Because what the hell?
See, that's weird. If someone was like, hey, can I touch your elbow, whatever, I'd be like.
He touch my elbow. He pinched it.
Or can I grab it? I'd be like, sure.
It hurt.
Like, for me, like, that's no big deal. Like, hey, can I, like, to pinch your whatever?
I also don't, like, if he's drunk, I'm like, no. Like, I don't like to be manhandled when I don't know you and you're drunk. Like, that just makes me very uncomfortable. Because then if you let somebody do that, then they think they can do whatever.
Well, that's not true. If they take it, like, too far, then I'll be like, no, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's happened before, like, at a bar. And I'm like, no, no. Like, if you had asked, probably, sure, I don't give an F. But if you just do it, you know. But, like, weenus pinching and hugging, I'm like, that's.
Well, like, it reminds me of when we used to have, like, the holiday hangover balls. Like, it was, like, a concert in December that we'd hold every year.
Yeah, gosh, I remember that.
And one year it was, like, the Big Lebowski themed. And so I wore, like, the fake, like, the, I made it so it didn't look super cool. But I was, like, a Viking with the gold bowling ball boobs.
Oh, dope.
And, like, I made them, like, out of styrofoam, and I painted them and everything. And I glued them onto a tank top. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really bad.
Ratchet!
It was really, like, I didn't have money to, like, so I made it all myself.
Yeah.
And guys, like, wouldn't even say anything, would come up and just grab them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know that's not technically my breast, but you're grabbing in my area. And I, like, but this is when I was still new, so I just kind of let it happen.
See, that's so weird, is I just would automatically, like, think people are going to grab these. Like, they're out in the open. Like, if I was wearing cone boobs or something, like Madonna did or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, like, they're not my, just,
that, see, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't give permission for you to grab me. Just
but
because
grabbing,
I'm wearing,
like, I know,
I'm wearing,
I mean, it's
something.
It's just a difference
not,
in, yeah, in person. Like, yeah, for me, I would have absolutely no problem doing.
Which,
like,
exactly, like, if
that,
somebody came up to you, but then, like, it kind of goes back to the whole, like, there's nothing wrong with asking for permission. If you're like, hey, Sarah, can I grab these? Hell yeah, you can. If it's like, hey, can I grab them? It's like, I'd rather you not, but thanks.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. I just think, so. I mean, it doesn't bother me one way or another, but like in some situations, like asking for permission, like I don't like. Like if you're out with someone and they like want to, like you're on a date or something and they like want to kiss you and they ask permission to kiss you, I hate that. I hate that. Completely ruin the mood. Don't kiss me anymore.
It
like,
doesn't bother me. It's like, it's kind of cute.
See, that bothers me.
It's kind of cute. He's like, hey, can I kiss you? And it's like, maybe. You know, I think it's all teasing.
I get so turned off when that happens, like on TV or in my reality shows or in real life. Like, I'm just like, no. What? It's just a difference of person, I guess.
That's a personality thing. But I think overall, a good rule of thumb is to be cool. It's like
I think girls are different. So I think you have to, you know.
Right. It's like we teach little kids, you know, hey, hands to yourself in elementary school. Hands to yourself. Don't, you know, she doesn't like
but
that.
Like,
knock it off.
He
doesn't
like that. But is like too much. Like, is soon a high five going to be too much? It's like, yeah. It's to me, it's just ridiculous. Like in some cultures, you kiss each other on the cheek.
Yeah. That's, like in my culture, we do that. And that's not.
But
that
we don't too much?
We don't. We like, don't. We don't. Well, the way we do it, we don't full on just. Like on the cheek, it's more of cheek to cheek kissing noise.
Yeah, but like some cultures, they do mwah, mwah, and it's actually like lip to face.
And it's usually more of a family thing. It's different when I'm in
it's
a group
meeting
of
people too, though. In some cultures,
yeah,
or like the whole kiss on the hand, like oh, how's it going, kind of crap.
I don't know too many cultures that like still do that.
But you
I think
know
that's
what I'm
an
saying?
Old,
like,
thing.
Is this just like
I don't like it when people kiss me on the hand. I think it's like don't do that. Like I don't feel comfortable with it. I've just had, I don't know, I've had many bad experiences.
Maybe but you're okay just, with the kiss on the cheek?
It's not a real kiss.
But
and
like
we don't
in
actually.
Other cultures, like it is a real kiss, you know? Like an actual, like, mwah.
Yeah, like,
it's so
I
good
mean,
to meet you. Mwah, mwah.
It's like that's kind of, yeah, that's the cultural thing. But I'm also kind of referring to situational too. Like I'm in an area with a lot of drunk people. I don't know.
But
and
it's like
they're randomly coming up and grabbing me. It's like, don't.
But people
do
meet
that.
You and then they kiss you on the cheek for the first time. That's like
it's
a
not,
greeting.
Yeah, but
some.
I'm not. Their bodies are not on me in that same way.
So you're okay
it feels
the
it feels
lips.
Like,
but
yeah,
not.
Like the lips feel a little different because it's a different tone. It's more of a greeting. Like a hug feels more intimate in a weird way.
That is crazy. See, I don't think that at all.
Maybe it's because I grew up having to like shake hands and like do the kiss on the cheek. It feels more formal to me. And I don't know if that's just because of how I grew up. Hugs are more. Like, it was weird because growing up, we when you go to a family greeting, and I don't know if you guys had this, too, because of Italianos.
Italiano.
We show up to a party. My parents would immediately say hello to all your uncles and aunts. And these are big parties, by the way.
Yeah.
So there's a group of people sitting down. I had to go to each individual one and get a hug and a kiss. And I freaking hated it because you feel
like
you're on display.
Sounds like so
much time. Yeah. And then when we left, I had to say goodbye and kiss and hug every single one of them. And so it's just like sometimes they feel like even as a kid, I felt like because they are your family, they felt entitled to grab you whenever you wanted. And I've had some issues in my youth that maybe that's why I'm the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be
more guarded.
I'm more guarded and I've had, you know, bad stuff happen. So it's like, okay, sometimes I don't want to be touched. And I've kind of, as I've gotten older, I've kind of gotten more, I don't know if reclusive. I don't know what, like, because I feel like this has changed over the last couple of years. It's become a more of a thing.
Like in society or with yourself?
With me.
Oh.
This is just a me thing.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think there are differences in us. And I think it does actually totally have to do with how we were raised and parts
the circumstances.
Of growing up. Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. And I think there are both people out there, like each of us. But I think now society is more with the whole you kind of like don't. Even
like
poke them or like don't even have any type of contact with them unless
like and
anything
and
you
that's
know?
The thing too, like you have your arms out, you want to hug, you know, arms out, hey, you know, like that kind of tells me hug and I'm like okay, and I could easily say I can't, not right now. I don't do that though, like I'm not like especially if I know a hug's coming, I'm usually pretty cool with it, like okay, let's go. But if I'm having like with there's times where Danny wants to get all huggy, I'm like please stop.
Yeah,
like I'm like I get really anxious and I can't. It like makes me feel like when I kind of get this way and like what I was feeling after the guy pinched my elbow, I felt like I wanted to crawl out of my skin.
Yeah, you felt violated.
Like I felt like it just in general, like with everyone around me being in a group of people like that, I just like I can't breathe. Like I can't focus on anything. Like that's like I just feel this like rush and I can't really.
It probably takes you back to your
like
childhood.
Bad stuff. And so it's just like I don't maybe and like the whole idea of. So one of the things that hit me hard when the whole Me Too movement came, not to go super serious because that's not what we meant to on this podcast, but
sorry,
we had
guys.
Some fun stuff planned. But when the whole Me Too movement, the thing that hurt me the most or like bummed me out the most is seeing how many people in my life have experienced similar things, because we all we deal with it, we healed, and maybe some people are still healing and proof because it's still affecting my life. So people are living with the same pain that I have lived with. And it hurt me because in my head, because I'm very motherly, if you couldn't tell, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. She's like my second mom, pretty much.
It's because I love you.
Thanks.
But like some of my really, really close friends, it's like they have recently opened up to me about their their experiences. And like part of me is like, I wish I could protect. I want to take that pain away from mm-hmm. you because I know how much it sucks. And so me thinking that, it's like, how many people have experienced this? So the idea of asking for permission when there's so many people who have a similar pain doesn't seem so crazy to me.
Yeah, it was really intense to see all of that unfold when that whole thing mm-hmm. came out. But then it was also really challenging, like, you want to help. And you, you know, I mean, I feel like same with me and same with like a bunch of my guy friends who mm-hmm. I talked to about it, because they were like, okay, well, this is terrible that all of this is happening, but it's like, from someone who is lucky enough to not be a part of that Me Too movement, like, what happens now, you know, like, what? I don't really think that's, anything has, to be honest.
That's the really hard part, because I feel like, and I have this conversation with a girlfriend of mine, is that we are in a position, like, we are in a time where things are going to start to get overcorrected.
Yeah, it's crazy now. It's insane to me now. I mean,
and I think, like, I mean, we have to go somewhere in the middle, because we can't go back to how we were, where it's like, well, you know, you grabbed her ass. That's totally okay, man. Just, it's a compliment. Okay, that is not acceptable.
Yeah, but it's like, also now I feel like guys are just getting, like, completely just, like beat down for absolutely everything now.
Right.
And I think that's acceptable
exactly.
either.
Like, we need to find some place.
Like, you said you like her pants. That should be like, that's a compliment. Say thank you. Yes, maybe he was looking at your ass. Maybe he was looking at whatever, but like, he likes your pants. It was a compliment. Move on.
Yeah. Like, that's that sort of thing is the overcorrecting is that I'm referring to.
Yeah.
I feel like something in the middle where it's like, hey, let's be open and let's be
just like, respectful to everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, like, in the whole idea of asking for permission, also for me, I remember I went to a swingers party once.
Holler. And I wasn't there.
No, you were not.
That would be so funny if I was, though. Oh, hey, Maggie, what's up?
Well, here's the thing. Like, and I don't know if I've talked about my experience at the swingers party before. Short version is, like, I went with a friend and I was watching and talking to everybody. They're very open about discussing their lifestyles with you. And, like, when I first got there, the person who was throwing the party was much older. Like, parent. Like, they could be your parents. Mm-hmm. Older. And he's like, well, what age group would you like to hang out with? I was like, I'd like to stay close to my age, if that's okay, because there's a lot of people that are older at these parties.
Do they have different rooms for ages?
No, but he introduced me to people.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
These people are in your age group. They're in like the 30s and 20s. And I sat there for hours just chatting with them. And I totally would forget. And like all of a sudden this naked woman walking by, you know, just dancing. Yeah. Like, because they had like a little dance area too with like a DJ, like a DJ booth. But I think they just played their own music. Like, no actual DJ.
And then you're like,
but they're just
naked?
Like dancing. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, this is where I am. This is my experience. But everyone, they pride themselves in building a community mm-hmm. that is going to be completely respectful. So whenever anybody would come up to me and they say, hey, can I give you a kiss? Because they don't want to just grab you. And especially when you're already naked, you don't know what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Everything has to be communicated in a situation like this. So I had someone's like, hey, can I give you a kiss? It's like, no, thank you. And they're like, okay. They don't get butt hurt. They don't take it personally. I mean, if you have somebody like that at a party like that, usually that gets taken care of real quick.
Yeah. That makes sense, because you're already like vulnerable and naked. And if you don't agree, it could get real bad.
It's just like, hey, can I, like, and even like, it's interesting because there's a different level of asking permissions, like because it depends on everyone's situation. Like if it's a couple, I was asking some of the people, it's like, well, what are your rules? It's like, well, she doesn't want to know who I'm having sex with, and I don't want to know who she's having sex with. So she's over there on that side of the party. I'm over here doing our thing. And I'm like, okay, well, what's your rules? Oh, you know, I need to have sex with her first, and then I can go have sex with other people.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
Right? It's just everyone has different rules, and it's so fascinating.
I'm legit just was, like, picturing, like, if me and my boyfriend ever went to this thing, I would kill everyone. Right. I would be like, nope, you're not touching anyone. You're not even looking at anything. Like, we gotta go.
Like, yeah, it's just, and again, it just depends on what you're comfortable with and your lifestyle. And like some other girl, she's like, or one of the guys is like, well, I have to bring the girl. Like, if I find somebody I want to have sex with, I bring the girl. I introduce them. Not like a like an interview kind of thing. It's like,
she
oh,
has
hey.
To approve.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's like, oh my God, how are you? Good. You know, and they chat for a bit. And then, you know, she gives the nod of approval and then they can go do their thing or something. She joins in.
Like, that'd be very... so funny if she was like, no, I don't like her. Like, move on. Right. Like, find a different one. Like, that poor girl.
Right. But like, it's very fascinating. So it's, I like the whole idea of like asking for permission and being okay with it. And I think we also need to learn to deal with rejection
as well. Yeah, well, that's a big one that I don't know if anyone will ever get used to that.
And there's a difference between not feeling hurt, because rejection hurts no matter what kind of rejection it is, whether it was a job or you get rejected for sex or you get rejected in a friend group. Rejection hurts.
Mm-hmm. So how do you become okay with it if
it's
it hurts?
Not becoming okay with it. It's not lashing out. Because like we were talking about
not, getting, yeah.
not being angry about it.
Mean head.
Yes. Yeah. We were talking about before the podcast. I've had some people ask me out on Facebook, listeners.
I think he's a popular lady on the FB, everyone. So.
And it makes me, and I used to respond to everyone. And I feel bad not responding. However, I would say, you know what, you know, like if you say I'm not interested, then you get called a bitch. You get called stuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I've used the line, you know, I have dated listeners before and it didn't end well.
Yeah.
Like one was just bragging that he was dating Vicky Barcelona and that really turned me off.
Or like just Facebook. Talks or asks about your coworkers more than yourself.
Right.
And you're like,
that
okay.
was a turn off. So the idea of dating listeners kind of sucked because this guy kind of ruined it. But I've been open to it. Like I've, you know, dated guys who do happen to listen, but.
Is so it just like a coincidence? Like you don't meet them because of that? You
yes,
know what I'm
I don't
saying?
Meet them through the station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you're out and then you're like, oh, hey, we should go out. And then they're like, oh, yeah,
yeah,
I listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of people that specifically message me on my work Facebook
yes.
page.
Yes.
But I've said that I'm like, oh, I don't date listeners. I'm sorry. You know, it's a personal rule of mine. And this guy got all angry and like, oh, you're just going to, I could make you happy and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, that's what I mean. And that's what is the scary thing about being a girl sometimes is that we don't know that if we're just trying to be polite and respectful and like, you know what, I'm going to have to politely decline, what kind of reaction we can get.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, it's through like Facebook and they like don't know like where you live and
yeah,
like,
it's
that
not
kind of thing.
But that does happen in person too. Like at a bar, you're like, that's why we avoid talking to people. I don't know if you do this too. Like somebody starts talking to you on the street when you're walking to your car. It's like you kind of avoid it because it's like if I engage with him, maybe he thinks that'll be an invitation to come with me wherever I'm going. If I don't engage with him, maybe he'll get angry and try to hurt me because that's happened. There's many reports of women who have either turned a guy down or like in the sense like, oh, no, thank you. Or they were ignoring him on the street because they were worried and they've gotten attacked or even worse.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the good thing about the one and only good. I'm just kidding. No, there's a lot of good things about having a boyfriend, but that for me is like the easy, like you say that. And like I had someone at the restaurant I work for. He was quite the character, but he was so rude. First of all, so rude. Second of all, like had braces. I don't know why, but he was like 30s or something, which is fine. But it was just like they were bright blue and I was just like
confused.
Confused.
Anyways.
But and then he came in and he was like, he didn't understand the whole tip thing. I don't know what the hell was wrong with them. But then he asked me if my name. And so I told my name because I don't care. You can know my name. It's really basic anyway. And then he was like, do you want to go out sometime? Can I get your number and we can get coffee? And I said, no, I have a boyfriend. Sorry. And then he looks at me and he looks at my finger and he's like, oh, are you married? And I said, no, but I have a boyfriend. Like, just because I'm married or I'm not married doesn't mean I'm trying to screw around. And he's like, oh, okay, bummer, or whatever. But I'm like, no, first of all, I have a boyfriend and just no, because I'm not interested at all. And he tipped me super, super badly, too.
Ugh.
Like, even he tipped me before this conversation.
Mm.
And I was like, what?
What makes you think that I want to go out with you and you don't know how to tip?
At least tip normally, especially if you're trying to get in the waitress's pants or something. At least tip normally, gentlemen.
Right.
And I would tip more, honestly, because if we're actually going to look at that and be like, okay, like what? Like, not to right. be like,
you
I need all the money. But, you know, it's just like.
Also, it's like how you treat the waitstaff is a very big indicator of what kind of person you are.
Yeah. And he was. he was terrible. That's why I was like, you really want my number after this whole thing? But anyway, saying you have a boyfriend to me is like a really good just like get out.
However, I mean, it is unfortunate. Like, I hate for two things. One, the fact that you said you had a boyfriend wasn't enough.
Yeah, then he asked if I was married. I was like,
he had a question that.
Did you understand like that? What?
I feel like, I mean, it sucks that we have to make an, like, even girls that don't have boyfriends, we have to give them an excuse to why we're saying no. It's like, I don't owe you an excuse if you're just some rando. Like, I mean, if you're hanging out with a friend, like, oh, you know, I kind of like you, should we start something? It's like, look, okay, that's your, if it's a good friend of yours, you can explain why you're not interested. If some rando on the street, I don't have to give you an excuse. I can just simply say no, and that should be enough. For me to say, I don't have to give you an explanation.
Yeah, just no thank you. And like, it's like, why not? And I'm like, do you really want me to explain why? Like, I'm going to just hurt your feelings now. And I mean, like, we can go down this road if you want, but.
It's like, and then we don't know again. It kind of goes along the whole, is this guy going to snap? Is he going to throw his like beer bottle at me? Is he going to follow me home? Like, it's this, the crappy thing about being a girl sometimes, because that's the things that we have to worry about.
See, I never think about that. When like I'm at a club or something and I'm like, no, I'm good. No. I'm good, dude. Like, I'm good. And then, like, I have my friends with me, or they'll be like, let's pretend we're gay, or, you know, something, you know. I never think he's going to, like, follow me.
When I was in Europe, and this, I mean, granted, Europe, but I mean, this happens everywhere. My cousin and I were, we had just gotten to this train station, and we noticed this guy was following us. And not just.
You like, guys don't, like, you guys look like tourists, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had backpacks on.
Yeah, yes. That, yeah.
But it wasn't, but like he was staring us down. Like, I don't know. It freaked us out. It was very, like, I think this was many years ago, but I think he asked us some questions and stuff, and we're like, oh, okay. Mm. And so, like, at one point, we're like walking through this train station, and he's following us, kind of like a shark. Like, I could feel his eyes on us. Like, he would come to the side of us and follow us around. Like, we got on this elevator, and he, like, we went somewhere else, and then, like, we held hands. It's like, hold my hand. So we can pretend we're lesbians. Like, and it sucks. Like, it was very terrifying.
Sound like he just wanted to rob you guys.
I mean, either way.
Yeah.
Still not cool. Like, I mean, what if he wanted to do more? Like,
yeah.
We don't know. So it's, I'm always very vigilant about myself. And also, I think my mom instilled that of me because she grew up in Mexico.
Yeah. See?
Mexico City. So I've heard some horror stories of some, like, bad things that have happened to people she knows. So I have that in my head, like, protect yourself. And then we it's not as often, but we do hear stories of this happening to people here. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So that's a little scope inside my brain.
Ooh, girl.
We got heavy.
You gotta, yeah. Just take some deep breaths. You know, not everyone is gonna. Not everyone's a bad guy.
So again, it's not about don't be that jerk, but also be sure you're not overcorrecting. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Because I try, like, when I hear those stories too, where it's like, oh my God, this guy said hi to me, and he was like, oh my God, how dare he? Like, calm down.
Calm down.
Yes.
It's calm fine. Down. You ain't always the shiz, you know?
Right.
You know? Not every guy just, ugh.
Speaking
sorry,
of the shiz.
Yeah.
This weekend. Coming
this
up.
Weekend. Yes.
I'm having my birthday party.
Yay. Vicky's going to celebrate her big 29 last year in her 20s. Wah, wah.
And she won't be there with me, Sarah.
No, I won't.
It was a hard weekend, man. Because it's PAX, Bumper Shoot, Labor Day weekend.
I totally would be there. I'm legit not, like, I'm going to be out of town.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it was the only weekend that I could do it.
Yeah. Plus, there's still going to be a good amount of people there.
Yeah, no, I have, like, my cousins are coming. I have, like, a bunch of different friends groups that are going to be joining, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're going to the casino.
Yes.
What is your main thing you love to do at a casino?
Like, I'm not really a gambler,
to be honest.
What
are you going to do? Are you
going to
dance?
So we're going to the buffet.
Gonna... Okay, buffet.
So we're doing that for dinner.
That's always a good choice.
And Rev is coming with Michelle.
Oh, cute.
And, like, I think Matt and his girl are coming, and Taryn's coming.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to go, obviously, get food, and then I know some of the guys are going to gamble, and then I think the girls might go dancing. They're doing, like, a top 40s live band.
Turn up. That's my jam.
So I'm like, okay, top 40s. I think it's fun enough and
fun
silly
and dance,
enough for
and
me
it's
to dance.
And it's kind of like a band, too, so it's going to be even quirkier.
So that's why I'm like, okay, it's different than going to a club.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit sillier in my head.
Yeah.
And so there's drinks. I might put in, like, $20 in a machine.
Yeah, and win, like, some big bucks. Hopefully
win some money.
Yeah.
My friend kind of spilled the beans because, like, we were talking about, like, I'm bad with gifts.
Yeah.
She almost spilled the beans. She's like, oh my God, girl, like I'm gonna be in some hot water. And I'm sitting here like, what are you talking about? She's like, okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm like, no, don't tell me.
Oh.
But I don't know why she meant she was going to get in trouble. So either she's going to get in trouble with me because she knows I don't like gifts, or she spent a lot of money. And I think I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
I think there are tickets to a comedy show that are pretty expensive that we both want to go to.
What comedy show?
Eliza, the one.
Oh, the girl you love.
Yeah.
Is she gonna be in town?
Yeah, at the Moore Theater in October.
Oh, that's hella soon.
Yeah. So I'm thinking. I mean, I don't want to like, jinx it and be like, have her buy me like an origami swan or something. You know.
Bitch, I thought these were comedy tickets.
But like, because we had just talked about them, and so when she said hot water, she probably meant with her husband.
How much worth are they?
Like for decent tickets, they're anywhere between like 70 to like 100 and something.
Gosh, good for the comedian.
Right.
Good for Eliza.
Oh, yeah, Eliza like, freaking killed it with her latest. If you get a chance, go to check out her comedy special. I might make you when I drive you home today. I might make you start watching it.
Just kidding.
I've watched freaking, what is it? Catfish with you.
Hey, Catfish is a good show, and I love Niamh.
I'm like, you can watch a couple minutes of this. You might like it. And if you don't, you can turn it off when I leave.
Yeah.
Fall asleep.
That too. That's awesome, though. I hope. Fingers crossed for you.
Yeah. I'm like, and again, like, I didn't, my parents were like, oh, your gift's coming Saturday. I'm like, okay.
Oh, so they did get you a gift.
That's what they said. I don't know if they're teasing or I don't know if the buffet's the gift. I don't know. But they don't like
buffets are expensive, so.
Yeah. They don't like giving me cash anymore because I end up spending that on tattoos.
They're on to you.
I mean, it's kind of hard to hide my arm ones now.
Just tell them you'll put it in your money or your house that, saving. Well,
they'll just tell me they'll hold on to it.
They're smart.
It might just be just a gift card, I'm thinking.
Hey, that works too.
I'm totally down with gift cards.
Right? I hope it's so much fun.
Yeah.
I wish I was there. Take pictures. And
I will try.
And scream at the top of your lungs to some top 40.
Right. And
for
I
me.
Might pull a Sarah.
Holler.
And get a hotel room. I don't know yet.
You should. That's what I was telling you.
Well, like, I want to see. I have this, the hotels, what is it? Hotel Tonight or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
App. And if you're right next to it, they give you an additional discount. That's what I used when I went to Portland. That. So I'm going to see if I can score something cheap there.
Would you bring a friend to your room?
Well, that's the only poison. Only
point.
The only point in getting the hotel room.
So you have a candidate.
I have a couple.
Are they all coming? Make sure it doesn't get messy.
I mean, it all depends on who I flirt with. And I'd be like, hey, you're my friend. But things can.
I had three of my exes show up to a bar one time. That was awkward. Because they all three thought they were going to get some Sarah action.
Did any of them?
Yes. But not all three. I'm not that fun.
Fine. I guess I thought you were a party girl, Sarah.
I know. I don't think I have that many holes. Can I say that?
Anyways, we did get some text messages.
Oh, yes.
To get to Sarah.
Sorry, am I distracting? On my hole talk.
We did get a voicemail, but it was 4 seconds long. So I think you pocket dialed us or you didn't know how to turn your phone off.
That's embarrassing.
Anywho.
You probably just told us you loved us.
Yes.
So I'm going to pretend.
Mike says, happy birthday, Vicky B. I love listening to you ladies on the broadcast. Hope you had a great day. Thank you, Mike.
Aww.
I did. It was fun.
That's nice.
And then we did get an update. Remember we last time we had a situation about
yes!
two horny teenagers.
The sex talk.
Long story short, on a previous episode, we had talked about this this gentleman needing to, he was going to take in his nephew and the nephew's girlfriend. They're 13 years old and the mom had caught them doing some stuff. And so the mom made him do the sex talk with them.
With both of them, yes. Not just the nephew.
Yes. Both of them. Boyfriend and girlfriend. Show the rest of the story. What ended up happening? Hey, girls, your buddy James here, and I wanted to give you an update on my nephew and his girlfriend.
Yes.
When they got dropped off, I was already just to head out to Westport. I gave them time to have a bathroom break, but then we were on the road to catch the boat. Sorry, I'm like, my eyesight's been going, so I'm like, I can't see this.
Oh, gosh. Vicky, don't get old.
I'm getting old now. The whole trip, they sat in the back and didn't say a word.
Awkward.
So that's when I took my opportunity to have the talk.
Oh, gosh.
Vicky, Sarah, I am so glad we're on the same wavelength. I had to come at them like the cool uncle. I told them that they had been ratted out by my sister-in-law, and I was I was supposed to have the super scary talk with about the evils of sex, but then I told them that there was really nothing I could tell them that would scare them from sex, and it was natural to want to have sex when you're in a relationship. In fact, sex is an important part of a relationship, right, Sarah? Winky face.
Holler.
I warned them about the dangers of STDs and unwanted pregnancies. I also warned them that when sex comes into a relationship, everything changes. Things that didn't seem important can seem huge, and things that were hugely important now seem moot. I came prepared and stocked them up with condoms and made sure that each of them had my phone number, so if anything happens, they could call me and I could help if I could. And if I could, I would. Since I got the talk out of the way, the energy changed in the car. The weird awkwardness went away, and they were talking and laughing, and the fishing trip was also a huge success. We all caught our limits on salmon, halibut, and tuna. The really cool thing is that when we got back to port, a bunch of chefs from the local restaurants, we were waiting to buy our catchers. We all made $900 each.
Damn.
Which paid for the entire trip, and I was able to kick the captain an extra $400 because I'm pretty sure my nephew and his girlfriend did some stuff at his boat. Thanks, girls, for the advice, and sorry this text was so long. And then he said happy birthday, so I'm like, thank you.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Sounds like you killed it.
You did a good job. You're a good uncle.
And stocking them with all the supplies. And
condoms.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool that you gave them both your phone number. Your phone number, yeah. Because honestly, if something happens, I doubt they're going to want to go to their own parents.
Right. And I mean, it's also good to like let them know that I'm pretty sure in the state of Washington, if you go to Planned Parenthood, you don't need an adult to get birth control if you're under the age of 18.
Oh, that's cool.
Because that's where I went and I didn't have money to pay for it. So
same
they
with like
you
pregnancy tests and stuff? Mm-hmm. Oh,
if you can't pay for it and stuff.
How would they know if you can pay for it, though?
You fill out a form.
Oh.
You fill out a form of what your monthly income is before
taxes.
Oh, well,
if you're under 18, and I doubt it.
Yes, exactly. So that's kind of where they assume it, too. So, but even when I couldn't afford health insurance and I didn't have money, it's like I put in how much I made a month, and they would give me, like, there's one occasion she's like, okay, because of your bracket of where your income is, your visit today was free.
Dude, nice.
That's why Planned Parenthood is so awesome.
Yeah, it's a good idea, especially if she's not on birth control.
Right. And
get
her
ass on birth control.
She can go in and just make an appointment or walk in and do a walk-in appointment and talk to them about her options. They can tell her what birth controls might be good for her.
Yeah, because condoms are
not always great.
And not always remembered.
Yes, but they should always be remembered, Sarah.
Okay, I know now.
It's kind just of. STDs, man.
I know. No, I'm so proud of you, James. That's good job.
Good.
Perfect. And you made hella money.
Yes.
Which is even dope. I want to go fishing.
Right. I'm like, I don't think we'd do a very good job, Sarah.
No, probably not at all, but.
We'd catch little guppies.
Those
are
cute.
How much can I get for this?
It dies while it's like in the bag.
It's like 10 cents.
Like, okay.
I'll take it. And another message from Carly says, hi and happy early birthday, Vicky. So this was Thursday of last week. Mine is on Saturday, the same as BJ's, and I'm turning 30.
Woo! Dirty 30!
Happy birthday. I am curious, are there any bucket list goals you girls have that you want to accomplish before 30? Ooh. I wanted to travel to my favorite band's hometown for a festival and did that this past May.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is such a good question.
Something to do before you turn 30.
Vicky, you got a year.
I do have a
year.
So
what are you trying to do in this year?
I don't know.
I don't know. Do you want a house before you're 30?
I mean, that'd be nice. I think that's a good goal to have.
That's a really, yeah.
Say I bought a house in my 20s.
That's insane.
See, that'd be kind of cool.
Like, nobody does that nowadays, at least around here.
I have a few friends, but they have really fancy jobs.
They're schmancy.
Very schmancy.
That's a really good question.
Like, do you want to travel to another part of the world? Do you want to learn a new skill?
I know. I really
want to get better at
something. I don't know. I mean, on the main show, we were talking about bucket lists for traveling and how people have, like, you have a huge bucket list
for
traveling.
Yes, I do. I have, like, Iceland and Germany. And
I'm really, like, I feel like I've been waiting now for, like, 7 years for like my travel bug to like itch and it still hasn't itched at all.
You got a little bit going on, but not so much an itch. It's but you've done travel.
Yeah, around the country. But like I'm talking about like worldwide, like, you know,
you don't want to go
outside of the US, but
want to go to the major party cities of the world?
I don't know. It terrifies me. But I want to, I feel like, you know, we're young. We don't have kids. We're bald, you know. So I feel like this is like the time. So I'm just like waiting for it to happen. But I don't know. I feel like so lame because I should have less. I should definitely have something I want to do before I'm 30.
I mean, I did find a list we could talk about. Best party cities of the world.
Shoot. It's probably like where they do beer fest.
Germany?
Uh-oh.
Do you want to do 20 of them or 11?
11.
All right. So the first one is Cancun, Mexico. Not just for frat boys. So Cancun, Mexico is a little slice of heaven on the far west coast of Mexico. And walk as west as you can. Go in Cancun and you'll hit Zona Hotelería. Also known to the locals as the tourist zone. Or more commonly known by travelers as the party zone. This thin sliver of land is home to Cancun's wildest clubs. And for the first 2 weeks of March, spring break for U.S. students, it's a free-for-all when it comes to boozing and late nights. For an intense partying experience going during spring break, for more chilled version, then June through September is your best bet when the temperatures never dip below 23 degrees Celsius.
Whatever that is. I will say my boyfriend, for his Dirty 30, he wants to go to Mexico and do like an all-inclusive thing. And so I really, really do want to do that.
See, those are pretty legit.
Yeah, I want to do it where you just go on the resort. You can do everything on the resort. You don't have to leave.
All the alcohol's there.
Yeah, you've already paid for it. You know, paid your huge bill. Like,
and sometimes you can find really good deals.
Yeah.
Like, I had a friend who, like, she would find for airfare and hotel, she would, like, for, like, 5 days, she'd find it for, like, $600.
That is dope.
Legit. Yeah. So, I mean, just do some searching around. And 23 degrees Celsius is about little less than 74 degrees.
Oh, well, yeah, and my boyfriend's birthday is in November, so it'd be next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that'd be a perfect time to go to Mexico. So I guess that is a place I do want to go to.
I'm older than your boyfriend. He's November.
Yeah, and he'll be 29.
Huh?
Oh my God, that's weird. You're older than
that. That is weird. Next one is Amsterdam, Netherlands, more like Amsterdam.
Damn.
That would be something Sarah would say.
I know, Amsterdam.
Which actually, when we were talking about on the show earlier this morning about like different places, the guy said Amsterdam because the drinking age is younger. Like 18, you get a lot of those young folks. Which
you would hate that, Vicky.
I did because when I went to London, we stayed at this hostel and I'm thinking we're going to meet a bunch of people in our 20s at a party.
Men.
A lot of 17 and 18 year olds. And I'm sitting here like, you guys are all babies. Like, yeah. We were sitting in this common room, and there was, like, we were throwing around this beach, giant beach ball. But we just were sitting there because it was the only place we can get internet. So we were, updating and checking stuff, like, trains and stuff like that. And so we were playing, like, the ball would come, and I'd just, like, stick my arm out and hit it to kind of not hit it us in the face. And, like, all these, they look like babies. I'm like, I can't, you know, try to have sex with one of you guys because I'd feel weird. You could be over 18, but that's still weird.
Yeah, because especially their maturity level, too, is just, like, not saying we're really mature, but, like, definitely a difference.
It's a difference, especially when you're drinking. There's a difference when you're 18, 21, 26, and 30.
Yeah.
The kind of drinking. But it says Amsterdam is known for a few things: canals, the red light district, bikes, and certain legal substances that your mother warned you about. Amsterdam is a nightlife city with an eclectic mixture of clubs hosting some of the world's biggest and up-and-coming DJs. The perfect destination to get lost in the music and emerge refreshed. A fan favorite, Shelter, is located across the river from the city center in Noord, a vast subterranean club located in the basement of Adam Tower. It offers more diverse club experience than the usual fare. So that might be a good city for you if you wanted to go out of the country to party.
Maybe, but I just like drinking. I wouldn't want to do any of the crazy other substances.
You don't have to do pot.
Yeah, I don't know. See, the only thing I would want to see is like the hookers that are just in the windows and you can just choose them.
Yeah, but you can't take pictures of them. They get mad.
Well, I'll just walk by a few times. Get a mental image.
Right. New York City.
Been to New York. New York's dope.
So did you know New York City is the closest U.S. city to the U.K.? Okay, Boston edges it only by slightly, but the point remains only a 7.5-hour flight. You could be in one of the greatest cities in the world. New York clubs have set a precedent for the rest of the world when it comes to nightlife. The 70s, 80s, and 90s trends all come out of New York and each influence a generation. Today, you'll find no exceptions to the rule. The culture has grown out of the city into neighborhoods like Brooklyn, Bushwick, and the Bronx for a more diverse offering than you'll find in Manhattan.
Weird. I kind of like Vegas clubs better than New York, to be honest.
Experience this. So this article gives you like recommendations of clubs.
Oh yeah.
Says the recommendation is experience the surreal and fantastical at the House of Yes, where aerial performers will fly above you, chaotic dance floors filled with opulent outfits will surround you, and the experience will take you over. Just say yes.
Just say yes.
I mean, they probably have a lot of fancy, like random cool places.
Yeah, New York's pretty dope.
New Orleans, huh. Obviously on here.
See, that one is like, I didn't even know how much I wanted to go there until I was there. And I was like, this place is so cool.
It's like, why haven't
you
I
You should
here?
Go there before oh, your 30th.
I want to go to New Orleans. I've been wanting to go to New Orleans since I was 14.
Girl, what are you doing? You went to Europe? You can make it to New Orleans.
Right. I need more money.
Yeah, true.
Maybe.
Except New Orleans is pretty, like, the flight is like
the most expensive. Yeah,
but like getting there, it's not bad at all. I mean, like, actually, once you're there.
Yeah, I think it's pretty inexpensive compared to other places.
Yeah, especially if you go off Bourbon Street, it's not bad at all.
I'm thinking Airbnb it all the way up.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I had a teacher in freshman year of high school who was all about going to Vegas every couple of years when she could afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Or not Vegas, excuse me, New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that on the Playboy Bunny float, they had like the Playboy bunnies handing out beads, but their beads were special. They had this giant Playboy bunny head attached
Ooh.
To it. It's probably maybe the size of a
so
baseball.
So you know where you got those beads.
Right. So this girl that was standing next to my teacher's sister, I remember the story, I don't know why, was like all like completely naked almost. And like, woo! So that necklace was meant to go to her. And the sister just went up and snatched it and maybe even pushed her over and grabbed it. And so she had it framed.
Did she get pissed?
Probably, but she's drunk. I don't know.
She's like, whatever.
But I thought it was cool that she put it in like a shadow box and had it framed in her house.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's freaking cool.
That is really cool.
I feel like that's a Sarah story. Like,
I know. I was like, I should take, because I still have the beads, what I got when I flashed. But that they weren't very exciting beads. They were very normal. But I'm still like, these were the beads I got that I flashed. I earned them.
See, I feel like Mardi Gras, you're going to get a lot of that. But like New Orleans isn't just about the alcohol for me. I want to do the food. I want to do vegan tours. I want the beignets.
Oh, yeah, the beignets.
Oh, just all the deliciousness.
You would love it. You would love like the history and stuff too.
Just because it's so creepy, but
yeah,
I don't know. I find it fascinating.
You gotta go.
Next one. I don't know if my mom has actually wanted to go here. Rio de Janeiro in Brazil.
Oh, yeah. I hear about that place.
Down at the Copacabana.
Rio de Janeiro. I just would want to say it. I'm going to Rio de Janeiro.
De Janeiro. Rio is the party city of Brazil, and over 1 million people flock there every year to attend Carnival.
Oh, man.
A festival that's been celebrated since 1723. Why? Because in Rio, partying is an art form. Even if you go in the off season, there are still clubs and bars pumping out traditional samba on the Copacabana beach strip until dawn. Rio is also well known for a great LGBTQI-friendly city with gay clubs, cool. bars, and venues aplenty. And the Week International in downtown is impressive, is an impressive example of this, with the 22,000 square footage of space in which to dance with, dance on all
wow.
the way. And it's just like the big pageantry, their outfits and the floats and everything.
They can shake their booties like no other.
Oh, yeah. I don't know too much about this next place, though. Ibiza, Spain. I mean, I've heard people talk about it, but I don't really know what's in Ibiza. Okay, so it says if you're at all plugged into popular culture in the mid to late 90s, you'll know that Ibiza was the number one party destination for many years and spawned countless films, TV shows, dance compilation CDs, which is funny because I think somebody recently told me to watch a movie on Netflix called Ibiza.
Oh, well, there you go.
You can still find all that on the island, but the mega clubs like Pacha and Amnesia can charge up to 50 to 70 euros an entry, so it can price out a lot of the punters who want to just have a dance. So
how much is that in American dollars?
I forget what the euro's at right now.
See, the whole different...
there's apps on your phone that you can do,
different
too.
Different currency?
So 50 euros is about $58, $59. So
that is an entry to a club.
Yeah.
That's like a concert, kind of.
But for more chill but still a party vibe, why not check out Pike's Ibiza in Sant Antoni de Portamani? Steeped in rock and roll history, it is now the place to be. Yeah, because I feel like Ibiza, like I'd hear it a lot when I was a kid. So yeah, it makes
Ibiza.
Sense. This is something I've always kind of wanted to do. It's not necessarily in Berlin, but it's Berlin. You go underground. So there's a really cheap, cool, like a bunch of clubs that are just underground clubs to go check out.
And that would be dope.
They say that like the capital of techno, it's been the capital of techno scene since 2004. And is known for turning people away for no reason. So have a backup plan. It's the Berghain, which I think is the
That is
the place.
Hilarious. Yeah, sorry, like, you can't get in. Why? Just, you can't.
We don't want you here.
We have the right to refuse whoever we want.
Tel Aviv, Israel is another one.
Israel?
Right? The coldest months are in December and January, which are 14 degrees Celsius, which I'm guessing is like 50. Let's see if I got this right. 14 degrees Celsius.
Is?
About 57.
Nice!
Which is not bad. That's like the coldest months, which is like comfortable for us here in Seattle.
Right.
But in the toasty, you know, April through November, you know, summery, which is probably the city that's becoming the new city that never sleeps, with a clubbing mentality that rivals any of the legendary cities in Europe and U.S., diversity is the name of the game when it comes to clubs in Tel Aviv, with high-end rooftop bars like Speakeasy, rooftop on Rothschild, drawing a crowd with their stylish residents. There's also a bustling crowd for clubs like Kuli Al Alma, which features an open-air courtyard and dance floor as well as exhibition space.
Oh, that'd be dope.
And then Bangkok, Thailand. I wouldn't have pictured it as a party place.
Me either. I hear it's really, really gorgeous.
And I hear it's really, really cheap.
Yeah, once you get there, super cheap.
Yeah, like I have a lot of friends that are like, I would spend maybe like $15 on food all day.
That's insane.
Like stuff like that. But then there's also Belgrade, Serbia, or Serbia, I can't say it. Which,
see, I've never had like any draw to go to like any of those Syria countries, or yeah. Israel or
same. London, England. I wish we would.
Hello.
I wish I would have gone when I went to London. We wanted to go party. I wish we would have looked into what are the best places to go to, because we just kind of walked around aimlessly. It didn't work too well for us.
Yeah, you didn't find really any place.
Not ones that I was really digging.
Yeah.
All right. So I did find an audio clip. Moving on to something else, because we kind of impromptu did that.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm still gonna think about what I want to do before 30, because yes. I think that's a really good goal and something to have in mind.
I think maybe for me it will be get the house, maybe travel somewhere different.
You want to do both before 30?
Maybe
like travel, like
it doesn't have to be far. It could just be somewhere I've never been before, like somewhere on the coast of Washington.
Oh, okay. Like, just I was like, dang different. Girl, you went in the lottery.
I wish,
right?
Jesus. But I feel like I did find this audio. Maybe we'll play it next week, because I feel like it'll take us to another heavy place.
Probably will.
So I'm going to skip it for now.
Ooh, cliffhanger. Ooh. You got to tune in next week.
We can play. We got a few more minutes left. We can play a Would You Rather questionnaire about sex.
I love Would You Rathers.
And this is a poll done by BuzzFeed, so we can see the percentage of what people voted on as well.
Okay, we should answer first.
All right. Sarah.
Okay.
Would you rather have an obvious big O every time you're close to a piece of fruit, or never have the big O again?
Could you imagine going to the grocery store?
Oh my God, I'd have to just order everything on Amazon Prime. Or just go shopping at like midnight.
I would rather have the big O every time I see a piece of fruit.
Me too. And 76% of voters agreed.
I'm just imagining like when someone orders chicken wings or like a salad or something, and there's like pineapple on it or whatever, you're like, You would have to bring a spare of panties
everywhere.
Like multiple in your purse. You'd be like, I gotta go real quick.
I gotta take care of something. Would you rather only be able to have sex in cars, or only be able to have sex in the shower? See, sex in the shower can hurt.
Yeah, and the showers can be like slippery, and it's really car.
Car. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And 57% of people said shower, and 43% said cars. I guess because it's more intimate. You won't get caught.
Well, in the shower, you can just like shower after. But dude, that would be so annoying. Well, okay, my shower's really, really, really small.
Yeah.
And I've tried to do it in there and it's a hot mess. My knees are banging against the doors and like I don't fit. He doesn't fit. It's not very comfortable.
Plus, it's not good for lubrication. All right. Would you rather sleep once with someone you were embarrassed by, even though it turns out to be great sex? Or sleep once with your celeb crush, but have it be the worst sex of your life?
Ooh, celeb crush.
I was going to say, because I've almost hooked up with somebody that, like, in the morning we both looked at each other. Because it's one of those, like, we're okay with each other. He's a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
He's obnoxious. Like, really freaking obnoxious.
Yeah.
It's one of the few people that I've met and I can just yell at. Like, he starts talking about something. I'm like, shut the F up, Blake.
Yeah, you guys have gotten that, like, close. And he's like, okay.
We almost hooked up once, and I'm very glad we did not. But, like, I'm thinking, like, imagine if, like, we did, and it was the best sex of my life. I would be so conflicted.
You'd be like, oh, no.
I'd rather just hook up with a celebrity and,
because
you know,
then you get to say you hooked up with a celebrity.
Yeah.
And then you get to say it sucked.
Yeah. Or if you don't want to, you can just lie.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But that'd be cool.
60% said they would rather sleep with someone they were embarrassed by, but it turned out to be good sex. I wonder if it's, like, dudes.
Really?
I wonder if they're dudes voting. Or they just don't want the...
because dudes would totally be like, oh, I did but Jennifer Aniston. Oh.
But it was great. Like, I mean, it was crappy sex. I mean, if you can get really, really good sex, you don't have to tell people about it.
Yeah, but if you do a celebrity, like, how cool are you whether the sex is good or bad?
But then it also ruins your thoughts. Like, who's your favorite celebrity crush right now?
Oh!
I'm thinking, like, if I banged Jason Momoa and he was just the most boring thing ever.
Maybe you wouldn't have a crush on him anymore.
Yeah, that's, I think, part of it.
But maybe that's fine because we have crush on these people that, like, we're never going to get anyway. So maybe we need it to be, like, crushed by getting it.
Getting it.
Hey.
But who is your celebrity crush right now?
Honestly, I mean, Ryan Gosling, I always love him. Mm-hmm. But the one which is a Cubs player, which is Javier Baez, who I think is still the most attractive man ever. But he just, like, had a child with his wife. So it, like, kind of, like,
ruins the
fantasy. But his kids look cute.
Okay.
So I'm like,
and well, if I ever make babies with them, they'd be cute too.
Girl.
All right. Would you rather receive an alert every time that your parents have sex or have your office alerted every time you have sex? That's easy.
Have your office alerted?
Yes.
That'd be hella funny. I feel like I would, like, probably have sex more just so everyone thought I was, like, hella cool.
Exactly. Does it count if it's by yourself? Does that bump my numbers up?
Multiple times a day, that thing's going off.
Just like, bing, bing, bing. Oh, my God, that'd be so funny because everyone just look at you funny and you just be like, that's right.
Or if we, like, are in the office and, like, go to the bathroom, like,
you know, and it just pings. It's like, what?
What were you doing in there? That'd be hella funny.
55% said they would rather receive the alert every time their parents have sex. Maybe they don't think their parents have that much sex.
Well, I was thinking about that too, is my parents live in different states, so
it would just be that would ping every now and then, like,
yeah,
every
time,
couple,
like,
weeks.
My dad, it would just be weird when, like, I'm in the house and they're both there, yeah. And if it pings, I'd be like, oh god,
no,
oh, they're right above me.
Oh god, if the floor wasn't here, I'd be getting sprayed. What?
Would you
rather only be able to have sex in 5-minute increments for the rest of your life, or only be able to have sex in 5-hour increments? Dude, I'm all about the quickie.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man, 5 hours. My vagina just hurts when you said that. So, like, I'm gonna do 5 minutes.
Well, I'm like, that's kind of how I like it. I like very short, like, not necessarily 5 minutes, but like 15, 20-minute sessions. Like, even like 10-minute sessions, I'm good. I get there, and then an hour later, hey, ready to do it again?
It's so crazy because I think my boyfriend is kind of like, he likes the whole meal deal.
All at once?
I am, like the whole, like, let's make out, and then let's be romantic, and then let's, like have the other type of sex,
yeah,
and let's do the real sex. And I'm just,
sometimes,
like,
I'm just, let's go.
That's how I am, like, a lot of the time.
Me
I literally
too.
Just, like, babe, you want to do it? Yeah, pull your pants on. Okay.
It's like,
that's, like,
I've done that where I'm like, hey, I have to leave in 3 minutes. Can you get this done?
That's what I do.
Like, pull my pants down. Let's do it.
And he gave me this little speech. It's like, sometimes I like to have, the, you know, and I'm like, yeah, you're right. We should do both. We should do better at both. But sometimes I'm like, yeah, we ain't got that much time.
So,
or like, I really want to go to sleep. So
it's like, just hurry it up. I don't want any love in what we're about to do.
Yeah.
There's no love.
Let's do it. Let me go to bed, please.
Let's see. 57% said they would rather have the 5-minute increments.
Okay. We're good on that one. We're in the majority.
Right. Would you rather always have sex in pitch black darkness or only have always have sex in public places?
Darkness.
Yeah, same.
And I'm a public sex girl, but yeah, I would...
That's not fun every time.
Not every time. That would be exhausting just, to try to find a place to do it, like especially in the nighttime or like...
Plus, there's something hot about like when you do have pitch black sex. Like, because most of the time, like especially where I used to live... when the lights were all off, I still had my windows and my blinds, like some of the light would still kind of shine through.
Yeah, you could still see,
So you could still see basically what was going on, but there's something like hot about not knowing what you're doing.
Or, where are you? Where are you,
like,
babe?
What am I touching? Like, it just...
Yeah. It I like sex everything in up. The dark. I know guys like it with lights on because they can see.
So they're more visual creatures.
Yeah, but I'm like, I would think the lights off. But...
Yeah.
At least dim them.
It's weird when you're just like, if it's at night and the lights are just completely on.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, I have Christmas lights that I can have a dimmer
that's
to.
That's perfect. That's like a mood lighting kind of thing.
Specifically, the Christmas lights were surprisingly really bright on their own, so I had to get a dimmer for them.
That's smart. So then, it's happy medium.
Yes.
You can still see me, but...
It's not just fluorescent lighting.
Yeah, right on my naked body.
It's just not flattering.
Yeah.
85% are with us.
Good.
Pitch black.
Better be.
All right. Would you rather shout, "I love you, Mom," every time you hit the big O, or shout, "Long live the Queen," while saluting every time you hit the big O? That's easy.
Long live the Queen.
Long live the Queen.
For sure. 95%
of people say the same thing.
That would just be so
funny
because I feel like they both would be really funny,
but I think the "I love you, Mom" would just turn off completely.
Yeah, I mean, what if like a guy was taking this and he did that every time he did?
Yeah, that's I'd be creepy. Like would you rather have your porn search history be shown at a Christmas dinner or have your porn search history be shown in a meeting with the entire office?
I mean, it's kind of the same with me.
It's like half the freaking office is in your freaking house.
Yeah, I mean, I could go either way. I feel like my porn history would be very predictable, and I would...
Blonde girl
gets
railed by hot guys. Yeah. Guys.
Yeah. Or two lesbians, one dude. Yeah. What happens?
I wonder.
This black dude. I'm just kidding.
Now, mine gets a little weird.
Just gets a little raunchy.
So I'd rather have it at the office.
Then your family. I love that.
Then my family. I don't want to do that to
them
on Christmas.
What would we find it right now?
Actually, the funny thing is I use incognito mode, the private mode, so it doesn't save my results.
Oh, well, in this world, it does. So what would it say?
A lot of kinky stuff. Lately, I've been into certain activities.
Oh.
Just that one right there. Yes. I'll let you guys pick whatever it is. I've been really into watching those videos. I don't know why.
I'll let you decide what she
looks like. Because I usually do like the kinky ones, but then I started going to other websites. And so I've been just kind of like checking out different videos.
Dude,
like,
it changes.
Yeah.
It changes everything. Like sometimes I'm in this one. Sometimes I'm in this mood. I go through like months. Months I'll be into this. Months I'll be into that. Months I'll be into this, you know?
For a couple weeks, I was into watching either interviews or the fake taxis.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
The really bad acting ones?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fake taxis, sometimes I'm like, I can't really tell. Like, I mean, the guy's face is blurred out, but the girls are, like, not awful. Like, they almost seem like they are these people they're talking about.
Oh, really?
Like, hey, I'm just here. I'm visiting, you know, or I, you know. Like, some of them, you're like, oh, okay, this is fake.
Like, oh, I'm just visiting here. Thank you for picking me up.
Or it's just like, hurry, hurry, hurry. I just, you know, I was having sex with this guy and like his girlfriend came in and they got into a fight, but they're from like, they're all in Berlin or something or in Germany.
Yeah.
So their accents are really thick.
And you need the subtitles.
Yeah. So it's just like, what girl would be okay with any of this? Like,
yeah.
So they always start with the same line with the fake taxi. It's, you know, there's a custom here and like wherever they are, Ireland or wherever. And so you have to show the cab driver your boobs and you don't have to pay your fare. She's like, oh, and then she does. And so then at the end, he's like, well, if you don't have sex with me, then I'm going to show the whole world the video. It's like, why would you continue to have sex with somebody who's clearly filming you?
Yeah.
Because he's doing the POV shots. Like, that's obvious. Like, in my head, I'm...
Like, you obviously signed up for this.
So it makes me feel better that they're not being... what's the word I'm looking for?
Tricked into doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not extort... Anyways. But, yeah, so I feel better watching it. But, yeah, I'll watch those, like, the fake interviews where they're... Like sitting on the casting couch.
I've been watching those.
Yeah. Some of them are really funny. Some of them are just like, okay.
Some of them are just so like, there's a lot of like like mom does son's friend.
Best friend.
Yeah, yeah, best friend. I watch those and I'm like, he's just, oh, he can never find out. Oh, I just got out of the shower. He'll never know.
Yeah, those like, are so funny.
I'm like, okay, bitch, I'm putting you on mute. Okay.
Not until the action starts. I'm going to put you on mute.
Yeah. And then, yeah. He'll never know.
All right. So what would it be for you? Christmas, dinner, or meeting? I'll click your answer for this one.
I'll do Christmas dinner.
Most people said Christmas dinner.
Wow.
52%. Well, 48%
maybe at the meeting. Maybe Christmas dinner, you see them once or twice a year.
Yeah, and then office.
You see them every day.
Also, you're afraid of getting fired or something, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like maybe you, like, in front of your boss, you get a bunch of, they see that you like a lot of porn where it's like, guy does bossy boss lady.
Yeah,
something.
Right?
Puts her in her place. So then it's just like you staring at your female boss.
Want to put me in my place or am I fired?
Yes. Would you rather never be able to have solo action again or never be able to eat solid foods again? That's hard.
Oh, what?
Wow. So all your foods would have to be in liquid form.
That's disgusting.
Like smoothies or shakes or whatever.
I honestly would probably do the solo action.
Wait, you would get rid- I would get never, rid- never get do solo action again?
As much as I would like to say the solid foods, because then I get like really skinny.
Yeah.
But like I wouldn't be able to eat anything really.
No.
Yeah. So I'm going to get rid of my solo action.
Yeah. I think I would do too, just because hopefully I have a significant other that can get
that
it
can
done.
Get it done. Yeah. That's what I was hoping to.
Would you rather?
Wait, where were
73% said never be able to do solo action.
Okay. So we were in the majority.
Yeah. 27%
would. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
But I love like solid foods.
Yeah,
like, I love me some your pizza.
Veg, yeah, your veggies.
Gonna, like,
you're gonna liquefy that.
Yeah, like juice. It would be juicing and smooth. Oh,
bleh.
I mean
just
that's cool, but
pooping
not that
all
cool.
The time.
I know it'd float right through me.
Would you rather find your parents' sex tape or have your parents find your sex tape? Your face. It was the realest thing.
Oh God. Would they watch it?
I let's say because it's no, we don't do VHS tapes anymore. So it's not like they're gonna. It's not like they're gonna find the DVD or the VHS tape. It's like, oh, this is Sarah's sex tape. It's, oh, it's on the iCloud or somehow, and then they accidentally like, oh, what video is this? And then they see part of it.
Oh man, oh man.
And you're just like, oh god.
Oh, this is terrible. Either way,
I think it. I don't
like.
Know.
Part of me is like, I really, really don't want to have my parents watch that, just because it'll scar them, and like.
Same.
But then I'm also like, but it's gonna scar me if I watch that.
I don't need to see any of that. Also, I mean, if we can, like, would it make it better if it was like a recent sex tape or like one from like 30 years ago?
No, I think it's recent, girl.
But like, it just says find your parents' sex tape. It doesn't say. I mean, would that make it better though? Hypothetically speaking. I think
Younger would make it better, just because like
you don't remember them that.
You don't know them really. Like if it was even before we were born.
Yeah.
But like if it was from yesterday, like
just
and
like,
I,
oh god. You made soup on that, you know, kitchen counter.
Oh. I would probably rather watch theirs than they watch mine. Ugh. Just because I feel like I would want to be scarred more than them being like
right.
I want to take the
I think I wouldn't mind if, like, not mind, but I think if it was just my mom, I think I'd be okay with it. She'd just kind of give me this look and be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But I don't want my dad to see that.
Yeah. Ooh. And, like, I don't know if he'd be able to, like, I don't know if
get
I'd
that out
be able
of his head.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'd be able to look at them the same, but I really don't want them to look at me and my man.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Especially now that you're living with him in your
house.
54% says they would rather find their parents' sex tape.
Yep.
And 46 says they would rather.
That's
have
a close
parents.
One, though.
Yeah.
That really made my brain hurt, kind of, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, God. Mm-mm.
Would you rather never have sex again or never have the internet again?
Oh, I would rather never have the internet.
Yeah, same. Like, I'd quit my job and go be a Mennonite or something.
A what?
It's like a Amish person, but they have some modern technology things.
Maybe a telephone.
Mennonite. 57% said they would rather never have the internet again.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I mean,
especially
sex,
nowadays.
It's sex, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Would you rather have a huge fart every time you run or have a huge big O every time you fart? Or have just a.
Like, I would definitely rather have a big O every time I fart. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say obvious big O. So if you're in the office and you let one go, it's just like, okay.
I feel like a big O, though, is.
It doesn't say big O. It just says have an O.
No, that'd be cool because that would make farting better.
Yeah, right. You're just sitting there. It's like, babe, what are we eating? Beans. It's like, again? Yes.
Yes, please.
Plus, it's like, especially if you go run in public or if you have to run to catch a bus, it's just a.
Yeah, that's so. Oh my God, that'd be so. I would never run. No. Never.
You'll get a lot of fat people. Yeah. Just because we don't want to run. 57% agreed with us. They would rather have
the big O.
The big O every time they fart. Let's see if we can get through. I think we only got a couple. We got a couple more. Let's get through them quick. Would you rather have regular but mediocre sex for the rest of your life or have amazing, like regular as in consistent?
Yeah.
But mediocre sex for the rest of your life or have amazing sex but only once every few years?
Regular mediocre sex.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even if
every few years, that's.
Because even if it's mediocre, you can still, once that's done, you can take care of the rest yourself.
Yeah, you can. You just, it's like, hey, you need to go to the living room, please.
Yeah, it's like, go shower. I'm going to finish the job here. Would you rather sleep with someone who talked the entire time or sleep with someone who didn't make a sound at all? This is tricky because I've had both.
I haven't had the talker. I've had the silent, and I've had, like, you want me to say what? Or, like, you need just...
Well, like, the talker doesn't mean, like, so, you know, how was your day? You know, as he's just kind of going away. I think it's more or less just not having a conversation but talk, because I've had guys that are, like, very descriptive in what they're feeling or what they want to do or what's going on.
I would rather you be silent. As much as I didn't like that, I would rather you just shut up than say really weird things. Because when you say really weird things or I, like, get... I'm, like, get in my head, I'm, like... Stop. I'm like, just finish. This is annoying. But at least when you're silent, I can be like, well, I'm just going to fantasize about whatever I want to fantasize to get me there.
There's been times where, like, we did, like, I drunk picked up somebody at a bar. And we ended up, like, cooking up for a while. He was very talkative. We were both a little drunk. So he was very, very, he was that descriptive guy. And I'm sitting there drunk, and I'm kind of, like, looking over my shoulder. Like, I'm like, dude, I was kind of laughing. I was like, this feels good. But this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, so I was able to laugh it off but get to where I needed to go. But when somebody's quiet, I'm just like, are you not enjoying this? Is this?
Yeah.
It just takes me out of it more so than talking would.
Ooh, so we disagree.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. 53% say they would rather sleep with somebody who talked the entire time.
Oh, damn.
And 47 would. Yeah, I think it might also be a guy thing, too, because you don't want to, like, imagine you're a dude banging a chick and she's not making a single sound. I think that.
Yeah, that would be really weird for dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather only sleep with people with bad breath or would you rather accidentally burp every time you moan? So if you're having sex, you moan and you accidentally burp, or only sleep with people with bad breath. I mean, you don't really have to kiss the person the entire time.
No, not at all. I don't.
So, I mean, you'd have bad breath while you make out. But if your boyfriend likes those long makeout sessions.
I know. Mm. But I moan a lot.
Yeah.
Probably bad breath.
I was going to say, you could always just, I'm thinking, like, could I turn the burp to sound like a moan?
That would be very talented if you could.
72% said they'd actually, they would rather accidentally burp every time they moan.
Really?
And 28% would sleep with people with bad breath, because bad breath can really get you out of it.
It's true. It really can.
Would you rather have drunk sex or high sex?
I've never had high sex.
It's kind of fun. I've only done it once.
So I'm going to say drunk sex because I automatically don't care what I look like and I just feel like a porn star.
Yes, that's why I like drunk sex.
I feel like I'm like the queen bee and I'm
sexiest
like,
thing
I
on the
can
planet.
Ride like a mofo. And then I almost break his penis and then I feel really bad and start crying.
Aww.
Happened once, maybe twice.
With your current guy?
Yes.
Aww.
I thought I was killing it. I was like, going.
Yeah, you were killing his, like, killing what? His junk.
He literally was like, babe, and like pushed me off and was like, oh. And I'm like,
I'm
so sorry. Trying to be sexy. It was really bad. And then I passed out and did not attempt to get on top again.
For how long?
For the whole night.
Oh, okay. But when was the next time you got back on top?
Oh, the next morning.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, that night I was like, you don't love me. You don't think I'm sexy. It really went from like 100 to like, it went from 0 to 100 like really quick.
That's funny.
And I got really butthurt. But yeah.
But not literally. But yeah, 52% said they would rather have high sex.
Oh, interesting.
And 48, I mean, it was pretty close.
Yeah.
48 would rather have drunk sex. Because high sex, you're pretty chill. You don't have to worry about the hangover if you're like
That's really nice.
You know, the vomiting if you get too nauseous.
I get really in the mood for sex when I'm drunk. Same. I wonder if I would when I'm high.
I don't know, because you don't really, you don't smoke. You've really tried it, but you don't smoke.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I would just want to like lay there.
Yes. I think it might be fun to like, if you get really stoned, just kind of like,
try
like
this.
Play, you know, yeah. Like, I just want to hug you.
Let's just touch and maybe it'll lead to something else.
Right. If you are on a deserted island, would you rather have sex with a mermaid or merman?
Cool.
With the body and face of a person, but the tail of a fish, or the other way around? So where the body parts, like they have the genitalia of a human, but the fish top side.
No, I want the fish bottom side.
Yeah. I mean, I think we'll figure it out.
I want to do a fish. I always wonder how you do a mermaid.
I always did too. That's why I need to figure that out. And I think 83% of the people agree.
Nice. I'm proud we all want to do a fish body instead of a fish head.
Because I would just be way creepier than it needs to be.
If you were like trying to make out with a fish.
All right. Anyways, that's a good place to end it there.
Would you rather do?
It's a longer podcast. We got a little heavy. We got a little deep, but I appreciate you sticking with us for some shenanigans.
Yes.
And feel free to text us, call us, do all that fun stuff.
Yeah, if you have any fun would you rathers, or yes, if you have any fun like goals or places you want to go, or like goals before you're 30, or if you're already 30,
or goals before you're 40,
or if you're already 40,
you know,
goals before you die.
That kind of stuff, bucket list. Like, we want to hear from you guys or any questions you have.
Because I need ideas. Yeah. I'm like lame. I'm like, oh, I don't have any lists. I don't know.
I mean, do you want to be like married and have kids before you're 40 or 35?
Oh, yeah. I used to, in high school, I wanted to be married with two kids before 30. And I'm like, oh, not going
to
happen.
Oh, I wanted that to be the case at like 23.
Oh, damn. I'm
Mexican.
True. Yeah, so. But I really wanted it before 30. I also wanted to marry, like, have a high school sweetheart and marry him. Yeah. That didn't happen either.
I mean, I could have. He wanted to marry me after the fact. I'm like, no, I'm not marrying your dumbass. I told him straight up, not marrying you.
Yeah, so definitely before I'm 35. Yeah. But I feel like I need, like, you can control, I guess, but I don't want to, like, force it. You know what I mean?
Just kind of let it go with the flow.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
I want something that I can actually, like, obtain myself.
Yeah, instead of just kind of set these rules and time limits on yourself, just kind of go with it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So
I like
let us
it.
Know yours.
Yeah. We want to hear from you guys and give us would you rathers, because we will answer them all day.
Oh, they're so fun.
Sarah loves them.
I do. I really do.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week.
See you after Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.